Have you ever read a self-help book that absolutely transformed your life?
Or have you ever read one that made you feel worse after reading it and you didn't know why?
I'm Misty Stinnett.
I'm Lisa Linke.
And we are the hosts of Go Help Yourself, a comedy self-help podcast to make life suck less.
On our show, we review the best and the worst self-help books of all time.
We read and review the buzziest self-help books so you can find out if a book is a total gem or a complete waste of time.
There are already over 100 book reviews ready for you to listen to. And we don't just talk about books.
That's right. We discuss every aspect of the self-help world, covering topics like relationships, boundary setting, finances, productivity, and so much more.
No matter what we're discussing, we come at it with a critical eye, a lot of heart, and a healthy dose of humor.
So help us out and tune in to Go Help Yourself wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, it's Lavetta.
And it's Miriam.
And this is a Notorious Women podcast, a comedy podcast about some of history's most notorious women.
Some of these queens are heroic.
And some of these bitches are horrific. But we think the most interesting thing of all is that they're all notorious.
Notorious.
Yes. Welcome back, everyone, for another episode. This is actually the last episode where we don't have a guest in this arc of social media.
That's right.
Oh, exciting.
Our last social media.
I know. Just in time for the culmination of the Super Bowl that happened this past weekend.
Now, full disclosure. I know I sound really sexy, but actually I'm sick. And so I forgot about the Super Bowl. Like, God's truth. Just absolutely forgot.
Oh, really?
I usually remember it's... I remembered enough to know that I wasn't going to the Super Bowl party a friend invited. And I was like, you don't want me at your house.
Yeah,
you don't.
I know. I'm sick.
But then, and then it was over.
Well, apparently the Philadelphia Eagles and the Kansas City Chiefs, because I'm not
Yeah, I heard that Taylor Swift did not win.
No, right.
That's
so,
all I know.
I'm a Southerner, but I'm not really that into football. So, but I just know because it's two black quarterbacks, which is, I think that's the first time that that's happened. I don't know, my niece kept saying, I was on the phone with her later and she was like, who are these fine men with the Philadelphia Eagles? She lives in Philadelphia. And Jalen Hurts, their quarterback. That's a plate full of chocolate, or butter pecan and chocolate.
Delicious.
Yes, they're very fine. No, I watched the halftime because Kendrick Lamar, of course. And he definitely sang, not like us, the diss track that won six Grammys.
So many Grammys.
And because, you know, there was a chatter about whether he was going to do it because Drake is threatening to sue.
Yeah.
Or at least that was the rumor that Drake was suing because he called him a pedophile. But he didn't say the word pedophile in the actual performance.
Okay.
But he did allude to, because Kendrick is a masterful troll.
Yes.
And he did allude to, like, he kind of teases, like, should I say it? No, because they, you know how they like to sue.
Listen. But, I was watching this. I didn't see it. Like, everything came to me today. I was like, oh, right, that happened. And as someone was talking about, listen, do not mess with a Pulitzer Prize winning poet. You've no idea the level of skill these people have. Honey, walk away. It was hilarious.
And that's a thing that he's suing both of their management company, saying that they basically overly inflated the influence and basically helped the song become popular. And it's like, no, people, it became popular because it's a bop. But also, it's like, dude, you brought this on yourself, Drake. I'm going to move on soon. But because he literally was taunting Kendrick in the beginning. Come out, release. Da, 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 da. Like, you kept taunting him, like, drop. And Kendrick's like,
Kendrick just went, okay.
He's like, I mean, and then the knock was like, oh, well, you know, he kept, you know, because it's multiple songs in the beef this past year.
Right. Yeah.
And the knock on Kendrick was that, you know, he's more cerebral, you know, he don't really have stuff that you can dance to.
Yes, that's the
argument. He brought it out and it went on to win, I think, 5 Grammys and be featured in the Super Bowl. And everyone has said when it came to A minor, that line, everyone says A minor.
Oh my God.
Yeah, if I was Drake, I'd never leave one of my many, many mansions for about a year. I just would never ever come out. Yeah. You don't have to come out, dude. Like, just
stay
home.
You have so much, like, your mansion is probably my neighborhood. So.
Because you're still winning at life. I mean, this is a big L, but you're still winning at life. But Drake, like, so.
You know, pivot a little. Go start a movie or something.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like move it along. Let it go.
And just drop the lawsuits, because this is supposed to be rap. You don't sue. There's no suing in rap. Rap beefs.
Oh, did you watch? I watched it on Hulu, the little documentary. It's like a baby documentary.
No.
Baby-mentary. You got to see it. You love it. Kind of goes through the Drake Lamar, like the it goes through the journey, and it, I think, it's trying to help Drake out a little bit.
Dude,
you know,
no, at this point, there's no helping you out. Even, you know, it's bad when white people are saying that this is not a good look, and white people who may not follow hip hop.
I don't.
So.
If Hamilton is hip hop, then I do, but I know it's not, and so I don't. Okay.
Yeah.
If you love Hamilton, you cannot say I follow hip hop.
No.
This is from a fellow lover of Hamilton and an unaware human who lives in the world and likes a good hip hop song.
Oh, yeah.
Please
don't get
me wrong.
Yeah.
I'm just not a follower of it, and there's a difference.
Yeah, you know, you're just not, and it's still a young person's game, so.
I mean, you want to go back to the 90s, then I can play, okay?
Yeah.
I mean, but that's because I'm old.
It's also really, really great to have the Super Bowl, which was, I will say, one of the blackest Super Bowls ever. Like, almost all of the performers were black, except Harry Connick Jr., but he don't count because he's from New Orleans.
I love a little Connick Jr.
I love it. I love that draw. Like, we all love that New Orleans accent, where there's Cajun or Creole. And it's just, I mean, it's the birthplace of jazz, too. So,
right.
So, I mean, but everybody was very, very black. And so that's a wonderful, almost cap to Black History Month, which brings me to my story this week.
Okay.
So, and to our arc, before we get started, though, guys, if you enjoy our little banter about Drake in the Super Bowl, or if you just love us in general, you can support the show by giving us a 5-star review. If you are listening to this on YouTube, hit that like and subscribe button so you can get notifications when new episodes drop. And and I will circle back to that also at the end of the show. But let's get
started. We're not going to leave you alone. Anyways,
no.
Go on. Who is your woman today?
Like and subscribe and rate. So we are concluding our latest arc in social media, Notorious Women in Social Media.
Yes, we are.
And, you know, you and I talked briefly offline, and I was like, well, you know, I have somebody I wanted to do, but it is Black History Month. I kind of want to do.
Right.
So I kind of cheated. I split the baby, split the difference.
Oh, honey.
So let's get into it.
Okay.
My notorious woman this week is Courtney Taylor.
I have no idea who that is.
Okay. So this will be good because she, Courtney is known for, she was known for IG and then OnlyFans. So let's just get started.
Okay.
So from the beginning, now Courtney Taylor was born Courtney Clenny in Texas to Kim and Delaney Clenny. She, like I said, she's a pretty girl, pretty blonde girl. And like any, I guess she would be, what's the, it's not Generation Zillennial. What it's, is it?
How old is she?
She is 28 now. So she would be.
That's.
Is she millennial?
Gen Z. That's Gen Z.
That's Gen Z. Okay.
Yeah.
So she is like any Gen Z girl. Like, she grew up basically with social media.
Yeah.
So I guess that's the first generation that fully grew up in social media, Gen Z. And so when she became of age and became popular, she had about 2 million followers on IG, Instagram.
Oh, my
Mainly
God.
Because she wore lots of bikinis.
Oh, yeah.
Lots of tight, see-through workout things.
Okay.
Listen, I'm never mad at it. Girl, make that money.
I just know that if I put on those tight, see-through workout things, we would not get 2 million followers.
No, I would not have 2 million
That's
followers.
All I know.
It's just like, also, just even when I was this age, I wouldn't be comfortable being like that kind of thing because I didn't grow up where this is a generation where
my mother
online,
would find it and find me and then I would die, but then be resuscitated.
Yeah.
Because,
but also
you know,
her generation is the generation that this is currency. It's like basically, I don't know, Facebook for the generation before, like it's very, very normal. So, and you also know, oh, maybe I can get sponsors if I have a certain amount of followers, which I'm sure she was doing. But what really was the game changer for her is when OnlyFans became a thing.
Okay.
In 2016, she joined OnlyFans. And for those of you who don't know, OnlyFans is still around today and prospering. It's where you can create content. So those followers that you have on other social media platforms, you can have those followers then follow you over to OnlyFans, best case scenario, and they pay a subscription, $2, $5, $10, $20 a month. And they are the ones, only they get your content versus it free on IG, you know, and you're making money from advertisers on IG or Twitter. But with OnlyFans, the money is coming to you. It's not like about advertisers or anything like that, right?
You're making money on OnlyFans.
Yeah. And it's not just porn. I know a lot of people think that OnlyFans is just porn. You know, it's the kind of thing she was doing on IG. I mean, again, I was not a OnlyFans fan of hers, so I don't know what the stuff was behind the paywall, but I would assume it's just a lot of like, you know, you can talk with her or have her, I guess, make special requests, that kind of thing. I think that's how OnlyFans work, but basically it's a way for you to monetize what you were basically giving away for free on the other platform. So as soon as she joined, she instantly became one of the platform's top earners.
Wow.
So she was making money, baby. And again, all right. I'm all for these young girls. Get that money. As the great poet, Misdemeanor Elliott says, it ain't no shame in shaking that ass. Just make sure you're ahead of the games, ladies. Okay.
That's a fact. My thing is get your money and be safe.
Money.
Get your money and be safe.
That's right. I butchered that quote, but you guys get the thing. Get the point. So she was making that money and she seemed to be ahead of the game because she was making some money. Now, about 4 years later in 2020, she met Christian Obomseli, a former football player and a cryptocurrency investor.
Okay.
But the honeymoon period didn't last long for the new couple because in 2021, there were reports of multiple public altercations between the two.
Wait, I have a question. She's 28 now?
She's 28 now. So
in 2016, she was...
What? 18, 19?
Yeah, okay. So
that would explain why she made so much money on OnlyFans. Yeah.
That would explain why I should get rid of my plans for an OnlyFans page. Okay, stop.
I know there's a market for everybody. You'd be surprised.
Listen,
MILF. Listen,
that's right. MILF, I made babies with my body. Y'all,
whole section of porn or porn light for MILFs. Okay, that is
okay. But
very,
I don't
want to
do
popular.
Porn. What about my feet? My feet are cute.
You do have cute feet. You could actually make money off of your feet. Yeah. Hmm. You have very, very cute feet.
I should get on it.
Yeah. So this is a young couple. So like to your point, early 20s, these two. Okay. But right away, a year later, multiple public altercations between the couple. Okay. Often, you ever be with a couple and they start fighting?
Yeah, it's awkward.
And or arguing, and it's very uncomfortable because it's like, should we be watching this? Should we be listening to this? Like, you're just like, it's like that Homer Simpson gif where you want to like slowly walk back into to the bush because you're like, because you don't know the dynamics of a relationship. You don't know what's going on. So, yeah. But with theirs, it wasn't just the arguing. It was very physical.
Oh, not okay.
Yeah. So oftentimes it seemed that Courtney was the aggressor. And she would often accuse Christian of looking at other women or, you know, very typical, very young love, insecurity, that kind of thing. Just messy. We call this messy ghetto ratchet love. Like, you know what I mean? But it's also a young person's thing that hopefully people grow out of as they move through their 20s, you know, but it's never usually okay.
I will say this in general. I don't know her story, but you usually don't survive that relationship. You learn on that relationship and then it's toxic and then you're better for the next one.
Exactly. So now, for instance, there were so many of these instances that, for instance, once they were in Palm Springs, California, where a witness recalls Courtney accusing Christian, like I said, of looking at another woman. So she immediately started pushing him, smacking at him and being like, now, as a woman who has dated straight men who have roving eyes.
Yeah.
It is infuriating when that happens.
It's annoying.
I have often had the feeling to stab somebody or push them down the stairs because I have anger issues. And this is why I've had lots of therapy. Because I learned early on that you cannot be stabbing people and pushing them down the stairs.
You actually can't.
However much I might want to do that, that is not because they call that a crime.
I think because it is one. Okay.
Yeah. But I also know that if you're in, and I'm not an insecure woman. I've never really been an insecure woman, which is why people think my grandmother teasingly told me I need to lower my standards because I'm like, I'm a catch. I'm asking for basic things. Yeah.
Listen, I had a boyfriend back in the day. You know who you are if you're listening to this podcast. You're not. that he would do it on purpose, but I don't play those games. So I'm just like, do you want to break up with me and go with her? You just need to use your words. I didn't say it quite like that. Like I wish I did, but it was basically like, I didn't lose my mind. He just kept doing it. And then one day a friend turned to me and she's like, you're going to take that? And I was like, actually no. And then I broke up with him.
Yeah. Just break up with him.
I'm just like, yeah, no, bitch, you know better.
It's also, it's not even that you think, oh, he's going to go over and get the girl. It's just very disrespectful.
I didn't think he was going to cheat on me.
Yeah.
I thought he was disrespecting me.
It's a very disrespectful. It's a very young person, hopefully. I mean, if you way growner than these two and you're still doing that, then you just got a problem. So, but it's also one of those things that however beautiful and pretty Courtney is, she's from that generation that grew up, like I said, on social media. So you're all like any young woman, you're comparing yourselves to other girls the time because society promotes that in women. Right.
Yeah.
And seeing women as other competition. So but again, she is making money off of her look. So she's a stunner. And so there's a part of her is like, you not only you're embarrassing me as a woman, but you're embarrassing me as a celebrity. So but despite all of this, in 2022, the following year, they move in together with each other to a luxury condo in Miami, reportedly where the rent was $10,000 a month.
Wow.
So this is $10,000 a month in Florida. I know it's Miami, but it ain't California. So, you know, it is spectacular, right?
Oof.
Now, in April of 2022, Courtney calls the cops, the police one day, and says that she needs a restraining order. And in released body cam video from the officers, she can be heard asking. She's like sort of frantic and, you know, just I call it sort of like we call it like sort of just like those people seem like they're kind of drunk and they're just kind of manic. And like when they drink, they kind of like,
yes.
You know, and obviously, again, this is a couple who are known to have physical and like big, big arguments. Right. So right. You're like, OK, is this one of those things where she, what is going on? Is she overreacting? What is going on? So the cops are trying to calm her down. And she's just like, I want a restraining order on him and da, da, da. But she can be heard saying on the body cam saying, quote, quote, how can I make myself first? Because I know him and he will do it, end quote. Meaning, how can I get a restraining order first before him? Because the officers are like trying to calm her down. It's like, well, you have to go downtown. You have to go to the court and put this in. But she's just like, well, OK, well, how can I do it first? So she's saying this. So keep that in mind. Now, she even brought out the deadly white lady tears. And they're deadly because, if you didn't guess, Christian is black.
Oh, Christian, yes. You should not have barked up this tree, honey.
No, Christian, no. And I don't even mean to laugh because what I get into is very, I don't mean to laugh because when I get into it, it's just very, very like upsetting. Listen, and tragic. So
white lady tears will inspire all the men of power and anger and white supremacy. They will.
So she's doing this. The two officers, they look to be Hispanic gentlemen to me, and it's Miami, so that's a good guess, but they were just kind of, because like I said, she's kind of frazzled. You're like, has she been drinking? Is it just an argument with these two? And then she starts crying. Like I said, the white lady tears, where white lady tears is when they go into it and then they come out of them quickly. Because you're like, is she really crying?
What white lady tears are, friends, is not actual tears. Yeah, it's just like water. Okay. It's like a spigot. You turn it on, I turn it off. It's fine. It's up to you.
Listen, I didn't say that. You said that.
Because it's true. And I'm a white lady. White lady PSA. Okay. It's not, y'all calm down. If you're really upset, your cat died, you're crying. That's just crying. White lady tears are different. And y'all white ladies know this. Okay. Don't play. Okay.
Oh my God. Okay. So that happened in April of 2022. And now, 2 days later, so this must have happened like April 1st, and it's also April 1st, April Fool's Day, right? 2 days later, on April 3rd, 2022, Courtney calls 911 to report that her boyfriend, Christian, had been stabbed during an altercation between the two of them in their apartment. Now, when authorities arrive, Christian was dead from a knife wound that had punctured his subclavian artery in the right side of his chest, according to Newsweek.
What? She, I mean, I'm sure it's all alleged, but it sounds like she's not good news. Okay, go on.
Yeah. What? So this is why I am doing this for Black History Month I'm doing my duty to help the blacks. Of one Christian is or was. So this young man has lost his life. Now, according to the arrest report, Courtney first denied killing him because, again, she called and said my boyfriend had been stabbed. She didn't say my boyfriend was dead on the 911 call.
She knows
then,
she
so
did.
She first denied killing him. And then when she was in custody, she admitted to killing him, but said that she had acted in self-defense.
Oh, white lady.
She told police that Christian had thrown her to the floor and strangled her. She said she feared for her life, so she grabbed a knife and threw it at him from about 10 feet away.
Yeah, however,
the ME said that Christian's wounds could not have been caused by a knife thrown from that distance.
Yeah.
Now, a neighbor in this luxury, can you imagine? That must be a fucking nightmare. You paying this much money and these motherfuckers are just, this is just so ratchet, so trashy. This is trashy behavior. Now, a neighbor who lived below the couple said that he would often hear the couple fighting intensely. Quote, It is domestic violence. I mean, if you hear something, see something, say something, you never know what's going on behind closed doors.
Right.
It's a really sad situation. And I think ultimately it could have been avoided, end quote. That's what the neighbor said.
Okay.
Now, prior, like I said, I talked about it briefly at the top. Prior to Christian's death, there was a history of domestic incidents mm-hmm. that were filed in Austin, Texas, before the couple moved in together in Florida, in Miami.
Okay.
Now, according to Miami-Dade State Attorney Catherine Fernandez Rundle, evidence gathered during the investigation showed that Courtney, whose real name is Clenny, and Christian Abuseli had been in, quote, an extremely combative relationship since November of 2020.
Okay.
Now, like I said, Courtney eventually, she initially claimed, I didn't kill him, and then, oh, I did, but it was self-defense. Police believed her, because white lady, black man, woman, man, right? That's yep. what we normally think of mm-hmm. domestic violence. Da 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 da.
Yep.
But
which pisses me off, because so many women
yeah.
are in need of being believed
yep.
and are suffering.
Yep.
So these women are traitors. They're traitors yeah. to our
and
sex.
Now let's be clear. Right. Also, we're going to be clear that just because they are seen to be fighting back and forth doesn't mean that it's not domestic violence. Right. Because right. oftentimes, and I know in our mind, we think, oh, it's just the woman cowering and then the man being aggressive and beating her and that kind of thing. That's the only kind of domestic violence that can occur. It doesn't mean that, but it also means it could be just two couples who are physical with each other all the time going back and forth. It's still domestic violence.
Yeah.
Also, domestic violence could be that the man is being abused.
Yeah. Yeah.
So now during the investigation, like I said, initially police believed her, but 4 months later, they arrested her in Hawaii at a rehab facility on August 10th, 2022, and charged her with second degree murder with a deadly weapon.
Mm.
Now, in a yeah. statement to Rolling Stone, Courtney's lawyer said, quote, "We are completely shocked at Courtney's arrest based upon the clear evidence of self-defense in this matter. It is an absolute injustice to charge a victim of domestic violence and human trafficking with a crime," end quote.
Okay. We just threw
again,
in those
words.
Again,
this is where the racial element comes in too, mm-hmm. because often, that minors are across state lines, that kind of thing, that was enacted when marijuana was at high use and white people were afraid of white slavery, a.k.a. black men. Taking
oh
white women across state lines and forcing them into prostitution.
I didn't know this was a thing.
Yeah. Everything is racial in America. Almost everything is racial.
So we're
America.
Not in a post-racial society yet?
No, certainly not now. Oh. I'll tell you that much.
Remember when racism I made that joke and it was funny? It's not funny
yeah,
anymore.
It's not. Yeah. Because no, it's yeah. coming no. back. Now, but again, this is what her defense team is saying. But Christian's family is not believing the accusations of domestic violence. Again, doesn't mean good. He could have been abusing her. Families don't always know. But his cousin Karen said that the family has no concrete reason to believe that it could have been self-defense, meaning Courtney. Right. His brother, Christian's brother, Jeffrey, said, quote, "There's many unanswered questions and we just want justice for our brother," end quote. Yeah. And they might be right because, like I said, remember all that stuff I told you at the beginning? Mm-hmm. Well, there's more. During the investigation, evidence was found of Courtney's domestic battery arrest against Christian in Las Vegas in 2021.
Okay, girl.
Where she admitted to throwing dishes at him while he was sitting on the couch. Now, in my research, I found a video of her. There's multiple videos of her, but she's being questioned in Las Vegas. She's being arrested. And this police officer, when police officers do their jobs and they with care and competence, they are wonderful.
Yeah.
This man has the patience of Job. I would have wrung this girl's neck. Again, she seems to be maybe drunk or like, you're just not really sure. It's Las Vegas. Maybe they were up late. Who knows? But she's just going on and on and on. And she's just talking in circles. And he's just like, explaining to her that she's being arrested and she doesn't understand, like it was him basically she's saying, but he's like, the cop's like, no, when we got there we found evidence of you attacking your boyfriend, and we've told him of this. She's like, oh, you told Christian about it? And he's like, yes, we've informed him of the charges. And she's like, where is he? Well, where's Christian? And he's like, well, he left. Who is he coming back? Because they have to process her. So the officer explaining to her that she's going to get bail. And Christian said he would come back to get her with the money or whatever to pay for it. Now, but during this interview, she's talking to the cops. She's basically like, I want to go home. I don't want to go home. And then she was just like, oh, I don't have the right clothes. It's just all just talking in circles. And at first she said she didn't throw anything at him. She didn't attack him. And then she was like, yeah, I threw dishes at him. She said that she called authorities herself to get Christian out of the room.
Did she?
And again, it reminds me of the Ashley Grayson thing. Like, she called the authorities on herself.
Oh my God. Yep. Yep.
Yeah. So again, when they showed up, they were like, we're going to take you to jail. Because again, and we try and tell black men in these interracial relationships, make sure you pick the right kind of white lady, mm-hmm. not the one that's going to weaponize her whiteness.
Call the cops on you.
Knowing the history of the cops when it comes to black men. Again, thank God these officers are doing their job. They're good at their job. They're not bringing in bias. They're just coming in to assess the mm-hmm. situation and act accordingly. So again, it's going on and on and on. And then she's now in October of 2021, she stabbed Christian in the leg.
Okay.
But yeah. They didn't call cops at the time, but they did find during the investigation text messages of going uh-huh. back and forth between the two. And Christian's just like, I can't believe you stabbed me. And he's saying to her, he was like, you stabbed me in the leg over something like this. What's going to happen next?
Man.
And she also admits in these text messages to hitting and spitting on him. This is some ratchet shit. And I just will say, as a black woman, oftentimes, black men who are like, I don't date black women, I only date white women, they will be like, because black women are too ratchet. Black women are too da 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 da. Like, which is fucked up, because you're also saying that white women are docile.
Yeah, women, you're offending women. Like, everybody with that yeah. sentence.
Courtney was not having it. So, yeah, she spit on him.
Disgusting. That's disgusting.
If you get so angry at your partner that mm-hmm. you have to hit, spit, you guys should not be together.
Break up.
Point blank, period.
Move it along and block each other's number.
Yeah. Don't do it.
Don't meet up at a party. Get new friends.
Yeah. And speaking of friends, during the investigation, some of her friends described her as volatile with a history of aggression, often accompanied with heavy drinking. Because remember I said in those videos, it seems like she's just sort of like drunk and like, you know, or tipsy or like something's going on, right?
Yeah.
You know, and so much so, she was arrested for DUI in Texas before she moved to Miami. And in 2017, so 2016, she becomes uh-huh. like a big OnlyFans. Again, she making money, like money, right? And she's meeting all these people and she's dating these guys. She has often said, and I'll get to, like, she actually came out and said, I like black guys. I prefer black guys, right? This is her thing. So in 2017, she reportedly broke the jaw of her then boyfriend, a bodybuilder by the name of Sean Roden.
Oh my God.
Now, to be fair, she said that she had found out that she thought they were in an exclusive relationship. She found out that Sean was still married. So Courtney, like, well, you go get these hands.
Right. But you still can't do that, honey.
She took an uppercut to his jaw.
Damn.
And I will say, now this is a bodybuilder, this is a strong man. I will say that oftentimes this probably happened because you would not expect somebody who's as petite, yeah. who looks like Courtney, to give you an uppercut to your jaw. So, Courtney bought them hands. She definitely was not above using hands, knives, and everything, right? Now, she also said that many people accused her because they would, like I said, be in the room during these very uncomfortable interactions and arguments with them. Some accused her of not only physically abusing Christian, but financially abusing him.
How?
Because unlike most people think football player, he has a lot of money. Depends on how famous he was. Depends on if he kept his money. Ex-athletes notoriously are known to have lost all their money or not have any more money. And again, she was making, I'm pretty sure she was making millions on OnlyFans.
Yeah, probably.
Okay. So, so a lot, that's why a lot of people felt like she was abusing him and lording it over him. And now prosecutors believe that, again, she was the aggressor after all of this. When, during the investigation, they're like, well, she's obviously the aggressor in the relationship, and that they believe on that, that fateful day when Christian died, that she threw the knife at him during a heated argument. And they charged her with second degree murder because they don't think she meant to do it in the moment.
She wasn't,
but
yeah.
She threw the knife at him. They charged her with second degree murder, and she is currently, as of the taping of this podcast, still awaiting trial.
Okay. Now, so everything you're saying is alleged. Cool.
Alleged. Alleged. And again, this is what prosecutors are saying. Is that, that's what I'm saying. They allege that she did this. Yeah. Now, so during an interview, remember I was saying about her saying, oh, I'm into black guys, right?
Yeah.
And sometimes I think people, when white people hear that, they think, oh, she's a cool girl. She's, you know, she's a modern girl. She doesn't have prejudice. She's a cool girl, right? That's like code word for that. So during an interview on a podcast called We in Miami, she boasted, quote, I only date rich black guys, end quote. But she also said that she liked to be submissive in the bedroom, but didn't like anyone telling her what to do outside of that.
Okay, that's now, a lot of information.
Yeah. It also goes to that, like, there's this ilk of white girls that will date a black man and still be problematic as fuck and racist to their mixed children. They kind of use the relationship and their children as cover for their problematic behavior.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. Now, just this case since then, since Christian's death, this case has just been messy, back and forth. Just last week, a bond hearing, because she was denied bond.
Oh.
Maybe because of the money she has, maybe because what have you, but she was, and somebody died. Christian is dead. Yeah. At a bond hearing. So she's been denied bond, but her team has been trying to get a bond for her while she awaits trial.
Okay.
Now, so they brought out, in these hearings, they brought out a pig carcass. A pig carcass. Because apparently pigs, their flesh is the closest to human flesh.
Yeah.
So they wanted to demonstrate that she could throw a knife at that distance and that it could possibly have accidentally lodged into Christian's chest. But they brought in an expert knife thrower.
That's not the same thing.
It's not the same thing. And the state even says that the experiment is not representative because of what we just said, but also that the knife thrower was only 6 feet away. And she claims that she was 10 feet away. Also, during this experiment in court, the knife thrower throws it 6 feet away, and it's a downward angle. And it's not consistent with the way that the wounds, that they notated the wounds on Christian's body.
But isn't that still second degree murder?
Yeah, no, they're trying to get her a bond also.
Oh, okay. Because I'm just like, you still did the thing that made him die.
Yeah, they're just trying. They're trying everything to get her out, to get it. You know what I mean? And so
when is the trial? It's been 3 years.
It is coming up. I think it's coming. It's definitely coming up this year. But in the meantime,
don't we have the right to a speedy trial? Isn't that an American thing?
Welcome to America.
Oh, what? I'm sorry. I thought.
And that bond, it's like in the Diddy thing, like they denied him bond, even though he put up like $50 million worth of. Things,
although,
but they're like,
I hate it because that whole system, like if you have money, you can go free. That's some bullshit.
Yeah.
You either deserve
to
go home and wait it out or you
exactly.
don't.
Exactly. And I mean, the thing is, to be fair, the bond is supposed to be fed out accordingly, right? With the seriousness of the crime. But sometimes they deny bonds if they think there's a flight risk.
Uh-huh.
And so in Diddy's case, even though he put up all this money and his kids' passports and all of this, they're like, you still have enough money to go to like, what's the place that Russell Simmons is? Bali. which doesn't have an extradition treaty with the United States. So with her, it's a lot going on. It's very, very messy. The trial should be coming up soon. Now, in a Court TV segment on the case, law experts say that, again, this was a toxic relationship, very obvious, that included young people going through some self-esteem issues. So on this Court TV segment I watched, they actually showed a video of one of these heated discussions in Aspen, Colorado in 2022. So it was earlier that year because Christian died in 2022. Where it looks like one of their friends, it looks like maybe they rented like a place, a bunch of people rented a place. Who knows? Maybe it was just their apartment. It's their place that they rented. It's very fancy. It's Aspen. It's not cheap.
Yeah.
And they are arguing because she accused him of looking at another woman. And he's basically trying to like just keep her from hitting him and control her. So it's very defensive movements he's doing. And then she's just spiraling too, because, and then she says, at one point in the video, she says, quote, "You're costing me money and you're fired," end quote. Which brings me to the Black history element of it, because Christian obviously is Black. And I just want to note, and that goes back to like what people are saying, that she was financially abusing him.
Okay.
At one point, people said that she had employed him sort of like kind of like an assistant to keep everything going. And it's a way to kind of get cover that he doesn't have money, or who knows? I don't know what this man's finances are.
Right.
If he had all the money and she wasn't, we wouldn't look at it like that. And I think, you know, it's used to kind of like emasculate a man or what have you. But because people don't realize you can make a lot of money on OnlyFans. Millions.
You know,
millions.
I have to say, you can.
Yeah.
But I wonder what happens to your psyche when what your job is in this whole world of a lot of possibilities is to show your body for money. And I gotta say, she sounds to me, all alleged, that she had an alcohol problem and a drug problem and a lot of emotional, mental health issues. And I'm wondering if her job, wherein she made shit tons of money, also really fucked her up.
Well, I mean, it's very hard to find pity for people who are making millions of dollars by just taking pictures or doing videos and showing you how sexy they are.
I don't feel sorry for her. Let me be clear. I'm not.
Yeah. No, I know you don't. I know you're not saying that.
Like, she's some bullshit. But I just feel like, you know, when you hear this podcast and we talk about, oh, you can make a lot of money, there is such a dark side to your mental health, for lack of a better sanity, what have you, when you do that kind of work. I'm not negating it. It's work. Work is work. And I honor that. But I also think it's not necessarily the easy way out.
No, I think all of our jobs have a cost to them, right? Whether that's time, stress, what have you, right? And then, you know, many social media people have and stars have talked about like the stress to always create content, you know, whether it's cooking, you know, sexy bikini things or what have you, right? But I also think that had she, and I agree with you allegedly that it seems like she was struggling with some of these things, but I think that the problem is that legally, when you turn 18, you are responsible for your actions, right?
Yeah.
And socially, people stop caring that you had a bad childhood when you hit that 18-year-old threshold.
And I totally agree. I do not absolve her of
I know you're not. But what I'm saying is that I think that that's the thing, because even at that age, had I been making that kind of money with my own anger issues, but at that point, I was in therapy. Because even though you have a temper, you know that flying off the handle and getting physical with people is not acceptable behavior. Yeah. So at some point, this is where becoming adult, and I get they're very young and I'm definitely going to give them that grace, but unlike you and I who made mistakes at this age, it didn't possibly, allegedly possibly result in somebody's death.
Right.
Yeah.
And if she had a history of mistreating people, if I accidentally was so angry in a fight that I shoved my husband, I would go get help.
And also,
like, immediately.
Right. And remember, she stabbed him before in the leg.
Yeah.
So this feels like an escalation. And I will say there's a lot of messiness to this trial. At one point, they arrested her parents.
Why?
Because they said the parents had a Christian's laptop and they were trying to access it. They didn't have the login. They were trying to access it to maybe possibly tamper with evidence. They dropped it because it was an overreach. The parents, you know, that kind of thing. But this is just a messy, messy thing. But like, to your point, if you stabbed Sal when you guys were dating... you and he I often joke on the show, like, stab that motherfucker, stab him, right?
Right.
And some motherfuckers definitely need to be stabbed, but it's usually if he's trying to assault me, or
you know,
it's just some stranger or like that's trying to harm you. But if you're in a relationship where you guys have these kinds of arguments, and at that age, you're old enough to be like, maybe we need to take a break. But some would argue that the abuser often wants to control the other person.
Oh, absolutely.
So they are not willing to walk away, even though it doesn't seem to be good for them. So allegedly, like you said, all this is alleged. Now,
all alleged.
Again, Christian's Black, it's Black History Month. So I just wanted to talk about the elephant in the room. It's tricky. The racial element of the case, the history of white women falsely accusing Black men in this country of assaulting them, of raping them, and the consequences that that has, which is why his family's lawyers, and as well as is more of the family's lawyers, people think that they're the ones who keep releasing these videos of her. Like I said, the one I saw at the body cam.
I don't blame them.
Because they want to make sure that her side is not successful in painting Christian as this angry, aggressive Black man with this, you know, soft Black woman. I mean, white woman. So the irony of that is that Black women never be like, oh, they are innocent, they're weak, they're da da da. It's just like, you know, we can look at how Megan Thee Stallion was treated in her trial, where she actually got shot, you know, and so that kind of thing. Now, I will say, for the most part, because we live, it's a social media, she's a social media influencer, and we have social media is a thing. Some of these comments that people are not buying the white lady tears. Of the videos I watched on YouTube, some of the comments include, quote, she murdered him and then checked herself into a mental hospital. The fact that she wasn't arrested immediately is sick, end quote. Another one is, quote, she has a documented history of domestic violence. This was murder, not self-defense, end quote. Damn. Another one goes on to say, quote, the fact that she was doing this in front of someone, imagine what she did in private, end quote. And then the last one would be this one, quote, this case is so black and white, no pun intended. She was not afraid of him. She's the aggressor, end quote. Now, I did this on Black History Month, even though Courtney is white. This is for Christian, even though it's notorious women. And this is my PSA. Black men's, if you're going to date a white woman or a Black woman, make sure it's not toxic.
Yeah.
You know, we know in society, a man hitting a woman is no-no. So even if she's hitting you, you can't really hit her back. Like, that's just a no-no. It's always a no-no. Always a no-no-no. But also the same can be true of the other way around, ladies. Now, I joke on here often, stab him, but you cannot go around stabbing people. Can't go around stabbing people, hitting people. If you guys are in a relationship of hitting, or you're trying to control anyone, or you're trying to control hitting, like, let's say you're in a relationship and you're like, oh, he just gets passionate, she just gets passionate, and you're trying to like just sort of like defend yourself, and all the time where these flare-ups, you're afraid she's going to be upset whenever she drinks, or like you guys are out, or if you just say hi to the hostess, she's like, why are you fucking the bitch, and you guys start fighting. walk away.
Yeah. It's because, not a good relationship. Yeah.
I mean, as we say at the top of this, some of these bitches are horrific and some of these bitches are heroic and some of these queens are heroic, because don't be fooled. Mm-hmm. A woman can kill you.
Yeah.
A woman can kill you dead. No matter how petite she is or how feminine she looks, she can kill you. So, and I think oftentimes men have their guards down because they think, oh, she can't really kill me, even after she stabbed him before. And he even says in the text messages, what happens next?
Yeah.
What happens next?
That's so telling.
You know, so it's a PSA. Again, we joke on this show about that, but protect yourselves. You should not be involved in a relationship where there's any kind of hitting, verbal abuse. You should be in a loving relationship. You should like the person you're in a relationship with. Yeah. You should be nice to each other. You should be kind to each other. You know, yeah, people get in arguments, but these are not arguments. These are not acceptable ways to argue
A friend of mine many, many years ago said to me, because I was in a bad relationship, and she, you know, and you can't really talk your friends out of it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This was not my husband. Don't come for
him.
Right. And she said, are you happy? Do you spend more time being happy in the relationship than upset in the relationship? And if you're much more, if the percentage of happiness is much greater than the percentage of upsetness, then you're okay. You need some things to work on. But if it's not, or if it's 50-50, walk away. I walked away. Okay.
Good for you. Yeah, ladies.
I mean, eventually I walked away.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of times you think the person's going to be, they're going to change. You know, abusers are often good at love bombing you, you know, making you think that they are your, and this goes for men or women. Obviously, this is notorious women, so we're talking about women, but women can love bomb too. They can seem like the perfect thing. And I think the perfect partner. And I think a lot of times men underestimate the power of a woman to kill you. Mm-hmm. To harm you.
Yeah.
Like, and then adding in the racial dynamics of the relationship. Yeah, dude, like that, you can thank OJ Simpson case for that, because, you know, even in that, the American audience and society is well aware of the history of white women, or white women being used to accuse a black man of being inappropriate with her. Yeah. So then the mob can come out and hang him up for just, and it could be that he was just trying to stand up for civil rights, and they use that as an excuse to be like, he talked to some white lady. Right. So the history of this, and I mean, I know love is love, but when you get into these interracial relationships, these are things you have to think about. So
you have to think about it. You can't.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm Jewish and I married a non-Jew. And I remember talking to him being like, listen, this makes you essentially Jewish. You know, everyone you love in your life, like we have kids, they're Jewish.
Yeah.
So, you know, and he's like, great, I can protect you. But that was his.
Yeah.
You can't walk through the world anymore as a cisgendered white man. You know what I mean? Like that no longer applies, even though you are.
Yeah.
You know. I mean, I guess unless you're J.D. Vance, but we won't go into that.
Well, on that note, that wraps it up for the latest episode of the Notorious Women podcast and our in social media arc for the show as well. Thank you guys for joining us. We hope you enjoyed this arc. Let us know by leaving us a 5-star review on Spotify or the Apple Store, and rate and review us, and send us a DM on maybe you have an idea for another arc.
This
one's been fun, right?
Yeah.
This is just... Yeah, I mean, again, somebody lost their life, it is Notorious Women, so.
Yeah.
Also, guys, if you want to support the show financially, you can do that at our Patreon. That's patreon.com/notoriouswomen. And Miriam, how else can they help and support and find the show?
We have an Instagram, Notorious Women Podcast. We also have a TikTok, same thing, Notorious Women Podcast. YouTube, you can listen to episodes there, but you can also talk to us. Comment. It's also Notorious Women Podcast. If you have long emails, we are notoriouswmpod@gmail.com. And that is that.
Yeah. And next week we will have a special episode, an interview, and then we'll take a couple weeks off from that. So, but we will be back soon. And thank you guys. We will see you next time. Bye-bye. Bye.
Produced by Audavita Studios. Connect your voice to the world.